Ben Gross, Jeremy Burke, and Paul Cavett here for WZQZ Local News. It was the county border battle here at the Little Bighorn tonight for the second year in a row. Chattooga and Tryon square off, and the Bulldogs get their second straight win in the series, 52-17. Guys, this was a tight ball game for about a quarter and a half in the first half. The story of the game really was Chattooga's run defense and just how powerful Tryon's rushing attack was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talked about this all the way back in the pregame. And, Tryon just struggles to stop the run. But now early on in the game, they were able to possess the football, put together a couple long drives, get 3 points on the board. And like you said, for about the first 15 minutes of the game, man, I mean, we're 7-3.
You know,
we're looking at a great game.
Yeah, just they were just being like you said, they were able to bottle up, and Tryon didn't hold the ball very much. They only had a few possessions there, and Chattooga hung around and played exactly the way they wanted to, but Toby Maddox finally got loose there in the second quarter.
The story of the game really is Toby Maddox. He had 5 touchdowns on the night, and in the first half he had a 1-yarder, a 73-yarder, a 14-yard run, and then a 50-yard run with 2:23 left to go in the second quarter. Burke, he finished with almost 200 yards in the first half, had another 100 yards in the third quarter, probably finished the night somewhere around 300. He got injured midway through the third quarter. That'll be a story to watch heading into that monster game with Pepperell next week. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Maddox with 5 touchdowns, close to 300 yards rushing. That's the story.
Yeah, he had 193 yards in the first half. I mean, that's just mind-blowing. And I think he only had 10 carries.
Yeah.
So that just tells you what kind of game he had.
Well, hey, throw those big boys up front a bone, too.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
A couple of those runs, he was not touched. I mean,
the Hog Mollies did their job for sure.
Paul, we talk about the Chattooga Indians. You look at the scoreboard and you say, what positive can you say about that? This is a team. It's you've got a brand new head coach, a totally different system than they've ran. And Paul, we talked about it during the broadcast. Man, you could see flashes with Chattooga, but you talked about consistency. You know, they would follow up a good play with a turnover or a big mistake that would just kill a drive. They're a young team, not a lot of seniors, but I mean, there's some things from this that you can take positive as a Chattooga fan.
You know, there are people who would look at me crazy for what I'm about to say. But I like what I see.
Yeah.
I like what I see. We're 1-7, but we're young, and we got an entire new staff. And they haven't just changed the offense or the defense. They've changed the way they work out, the way they lift weights, the way they practice. Everything is different. Only 8 seniors on this team. And like you said, Ben, you can see flashes. You can see the potential is there. And I also like the fact that this team doesn't quit. It doesn't matter what the score is. They're still scratching, clawing, fighting in the fourth quarter, even down big.
And in the second half, Chattooga scored 2 touchdowns in the second half. Bryant and Cook both got on the board, scoring midway through the fourth quarter and at the end of the third. So Chattooga did not quit.
Yep.
They fought to the bitter end here. Tryon did not pull their starters out the entire game until the very end.
Very last drive, I believe.
So Chattooga, there's some things to hang your hat on here. A big story of the night, high school football in Northwest Georgia. Pepperell pulls a huge upset down in Lindale and takes down the Darlington Tigers, blows them out.
Yeah.
And that nobody saw that coming. That sets up a monster game next week in Tryon between the Bulldogs and the Pepperell Dragons for the driver's seat in Region 7A.
Yeah, we were talking pregame about, you know, if that was even going to be a game.
Yeah.
Could Pepperell hang in the game at all, against Darlington?
No, and I said no. Yeah. Quick when you guys asked. So.
Yeah, because you've seen them both.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my words on that one.
Yeah, so. Paul's seen them both, and he was saying maybe Pepperell could hang around by 20.
Yeah.
And end up, I think the final, I think, was
did it end up
35-10, I think, was what I saw.
Hey, that flips the entire region on its head right now.
It does.
Because everybody's been thinking since preseason, you can deny it if you want to, but everybody's been thinking, Tryon, Darlington, last week of the season for the region title. And now –
Who knows?
You never know what's going to happen. Well, Tryon moves to 7-0 in the season. Chattooga moves to 1-7. Tryon ranked third in the state, and a huge game next week at home against Pepperell. Chattooga will go on the road to play a very tough Dade County team. You can hear both of those games here on WZQZ. For Paul Cavett and Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News.